99.5 KKLA, it's David James. Welcome in. It's KKLA Presents, and I always love these vignettes because we can really dive into the clients that we have here on KKLA and really get to know their heart for you and the services that they offer, how they are different from all the competition. And the bottom line here at KKLA is that's exactly right. We want to give you not only quality programming, but we want to give you an opportunity to have an exceptional service by vendors who offer you services that you need. And so that's why it's a real privilege to open up and to have a good conversation with people that I trust wholeheartedly, especially when it comes to finances. Boy, we need to know that there are people who have our back when it comes to finances, right? Because I think every one of us have been burned in the journey at some point by someone who said they were financial geniuses, and then they let us down. So serious talk about investments and financial planning, and that's where chartered financial consultant Tom Meglia comes into play. When I first met Tom, I was absolutely amazed by his heart and passion for you and for integrity and authenticity when it comes to finances. So we welcome Tom Meglia in. Hey, Tom, what do people want and look for in a financial coach? Can you shed light on that?
They're looking for a lot of things. They're looking for someone who listens to them, understands them, their financial goals, their financial background, Dave. They're looking for someone who's qualified, but not just a coach and encourage them, someone who has professional degrees and experience and that will hear them and get to know them and understand who they are as a unique person trying to do more of God's work out there. And I think that's what they want. That's what they're looking for.
All right, so let's go back a second to what I opened the program with, and that is a lot of us have had financial disaster because of people who said we could trust them, you know? So many of us probably are a little fearful, a little hesitant to have a financial coach. What do you have to say about that? I mean, let me put it this way. We've all been through stuff in life, whether it be a divorce, a life change of some sort. And what do you have to say about all of us? I mean, there's not one of us that hasn't had some financial carnage happen because we put our trust in somebody.
My first thought is, I don't blame you. You must have had some kind of financial trauma in the past. Maybe an advisor took your money. Maybe an advisor steered you wrong. Maybe the things the advisor told you didn't work and just it was bad advice. But, you know, you've got to get past that too, because the Bible says to seek counsel. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. That's from Proverbs. We know that because God says so in the book of Proverbs all over the place. So it's important to work through those things and really decipher why did that happen. And a lot of times the financial coaches, Dave, they take on clients and then the client never hears from them again. No service, no follow-up, you know, that kind of thing. And that bums a person out because they're thinking, well, this person said they're going to communicate with me. I haven't heard from them. So, you know, things happen like that. And a lot of war stories, horror stories, that kind of thing. But I think it's important. I think people want a coach that's qualified, but listens to them, hears who they are in a unique way, that this person's different than someone else. That lady that I spoke of, Dave, that had that terrible divorce, she's different than someone who may have lost their spouse at 85 years old. And or a couple that's young and they're still building and accumulating. Everybody's in a different situation. You might say, Dave, a different life phase. And that is a fact. So we need to adjust the plan depending on where people are at in the life phase that they're at. You've got kids. You might be thinking college funding, but maybe not. Maybe not. And so each kid, each child is different. Each child is different. They're unique. The best way to parent them is what? Understand them and how God made them differently. God made them differently, didn't he, Dave?
Yes,
he did. Each one's unique. Each one was made different. We don't throw them all in the same boat and say each one will go to college at 18 at UC Irvine or USC. They will get the following grades. No, Captain Von Trapp, that is not what's going to happen. Because these kids are made different for a different purpose.
Well, the first word with your answer right there that comes to my mind is you have empathy. Empathy and compassion and understanding and want to know where we are on the journey in this life, you know, what our financial goals and everything. You try to make us feel comfortable when we first meet you, right?
I try to. You know, I want to just talk with them, get to know them a little bit, you know? I mean, that's the fun of it. Money, financial counseling isn't about numbers, Dave, and money. It's about human beings. It's about people. I want to get to know them. I enjoy people. I really enjoy them. I do. I love people. I enjoy them. It's fun. You're probably thinking, how can that be fun? It's fun because everyone is God's gift, God's child. We're all children of God, the book of Acts says, right? We're children of God, adopted into his family, his kingdom. Do you not think it's exciting to get to know each person uniquely and enjoy the good from each person and see the good in people and what they can become? Well, I do too. That's why it's fun. I wonder, who are you, Dave? Tell me about yourself. What are you like? I don't know you. I only know, you know, your on-air talk, and I hear you during the day, and you know, I try to summarize what you're about because I hear these little clips and quips, and I think, oh, that guy, I'm summarizing him.
Sure.
You know, but I don't know you. But if we were sitting having coffee, I would ask you questions. Tell me about your life.
So if you're just joining us, it's David James here on 99.5 KKLA. We're having a little chat about investments and financial planning with chartered financial consultant Tom Meglia. You can call him at 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. Tell me, Tom, what are some of those questions you're going to ask when you first meet us?
Well, I ask them, where have you been as far as your finances, as far as your background? What do you do for a living? What's happened in your life? Have you had health problems or divorce problems? What's your status? Tell me about yourself. And people love to talk about themselves. They'll talk. They will. I'll give you an example. Can I do that?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay. This gentleman I met recently off the radio back in the summer, he had a bad divorce also. And he said, Tom, from now on, I'm going to have a brand new legal agreement, premarital agreement, if I ever get remarried. I'll never marry again without a premarital agreement. I'll never get remarried unless she were to sign this prenup. And he was just focusing, Dave, with his energy and his eyeballs. And you could feel, you know, him. So you know that based on all of that kind of thing, he didn't say it like, well, if I get, you know, remarried someday, I might do this. No. He was saying it like your passion for the Angels or my passion for the Dodgers. I want them to win the World Series, Dave.
Right.
It's not like, well, if they win the World Series, well.
It's not nonchalant or anything.
And you know why, Dave? Because his first wife took him to the cleaners.
No, man.
And so he's thinking, if I get remarried and I'm dating someone and it's getting along to the point where it could become an engagement. So he's starting to get revved up. You know what I mean? People are energetic and passionate about what is in their heart.
Right.
Like my wife says, well, I don't care who wins the World Series, which drives me crazy, you know?
Right. How can you not be excited about this woman?
I know. Honey, we're raised Dodger fans. You know, please, that bothers me just the way you say that. We're big Dodger fans. So when this guy says that, I know that we need to deal with some of those things. Before we get to the Bible position on premarital agreements and prenups, which I've done a show on with my friend Bill Price long ago about prenups when we used to do our financial strategy shows for the 90s. And it's on my website, theeconomyofgod.com. You can archive those shows and look up the one on prenups. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about what's driving him. Lack of trust in a woman that he committed to, the pain of it, how much money he claims she took from him, that kind of thing. And we'll reconstruct, and then we'll move forward from that point, and then help him create his future financial objectives.
See, you hear the difference with Tom here? He gets to know us. He gets to really understand where we are and having that conversation long before we begin talking the finances, to find out where we are, our hopes, our dreams, those things that we fear. Why not let chartered financial consultant Tom Meglia here help direct your financial plans, accomplish your goals, or get you on track where you need to be? His phone number is 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. It all begins with a conversation. He wants to get to know you. You need to get to know him. And that's what you'll start doing when you first call the number at 800-386-3700. Now, Tom, what would you say to our KKLA family if there's someone listening that says, Tom, I have barely enough money in my bank account to survive. What would you say to them?
Then let's set up a budget. Let's set up a budget. Show me what you spent. Why do you spend where you spend? Can I see your budget? I don't have a budget. Okay, can you show me your diary of your spending? No, because I don't track it. I said, okay, well, then the first piece of homework is you've got to track where you spend your money. Then you show me in 31 days, and I'll ask you, why do you spend your money where you spend it? And then you'll say, well, we have five dogs or like children or, you know, whatever. I can't get rid of the dog. It's a family. It's a child. Oh, it is? Okay, well, it's preventing you from paying your taxes or retiring or saving for college or, you know, having an emergency fund. Do you sure you need that many pets? So we'll find out, you know, where that's headed.
Tom, what brings you joy being a financial consultant?
Well, it brings me joy to see people do what God wants them to do and to succeed under the covering of the Holy Spirit. I wrote a book, Dave, called Knowing the Economy of God. And you can find it, I think, you can download it according to my technology wife, Julie, since I don't understand tech, but she does. It's on our website, theeconomyofgod.com. It brings me joy to see people reach their goals, get a better understanding of God's position on finances. All the different topics are in the Bible, Dave. Taxes, investing, budgeting, planning, achieving and setting financial goals, someday retiring in order to minister more, that kind of thing. The word retirement's not in the Bible, but the thought of it is in the Bible. So doing what God wants people to do and seeing the beauty of God's word and then implemented in real life. Most people say, well, the Bible, come on, does it really fit reality? It does. And let me show you every financial topic that is scriptural and why and how it can work in reality, in the real world. Well, Tom, you're going to take away all my fun. No, I'm not. Budgeting doesn't take away your fun. It gives you peace when you do have fun, because you know that you can do it and you're not blowing the budget. But I don't want to be on a budget. Well, the Bible says to have written plans and to count the cost before you build the tower. And Proverbs 22:3 says, the wise man sees trouble ahead and prepares for it. The simpleton ignores it and faces destruction. And so that's why people need to have insurance. Just look at the thing ahead and prepare for it before it hits you.
It's David James. We're talking to chartered financial consultant Tom Maglia. His phone number is 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you a couple of real-world questions, getting into the shoes of perhaps people listening right now in our KKLA family. The first pair of shoes I'm stepping into is someone who has lost everything, completely wiped out, financial devastation. What are you going to say to them?
Well, what I said in that situation, I'm thinking of somebody from Alhambra, California right now who that happened to. And he called me about 4 years ago. He actually lives across from my grandma who passed away in the 80s. He lives exactly across from where she lived in Alhambra, which is interesting because that just hits me. He had that happen. And most of his conversation was on the negative, how it happened, why it happened, the disaster of debt, and he got laid off from his job and everything. At some point, we need to move away from that. The Apostle Paul said, forget the past and move forward. So I said, look, now that we know how that happened, let's not dwell on it and get stuck, right? Let's deal with it, learn from it, though, so we don't have that happen again, have that situation of getting laid off repeat. Let's get an emergency fund built up for you, which would have helped you avoid bankruptcy. And then let's go forward with a financial game plan to budget, to save, and to avoid that ever happening again.
I'm thinking there might be a woman right now who's recently been divorced. She's very concerned about not only her financial situation, but the future of her kids. What are you going to say to her?
She needs to create a brand new, unique financial game plan for her that protects her, like insurance, living trusts, budgeting, emergency funds, watching her debt and spending, not counting on her ex-husband to make those child support and divorce alimony payments. A lot of the ladies I talk to, they say, my husband gives me this every month. I say, do you mean your ex-husband? Yes, I meant my ex-husband. Well, then let's call it what it is. And are you counting on him for your budget? Yes, he gives me this much alimony. That's a major mistake. He gives me this much child support. Major mistake. These women need to plan their finances as if the ex-husband does not make his payments. Because so many times they don't. Or they fail, or they falter, or they find a way not to do it. In other words, Dave, they renege on their promise. Or that happens the other way around too. I've seen men with divorces and the wives they were married to who made more money than they do find a way out of making the alimony and child support payments or the difference between what one earns and that payment. You can't count on that. You've got to be independent, financially independent, and budget as if there are no payments coming in.
The next pair of shoes I'm stepping into is a person who perhaps has never had a financial advisor, never had a financial consultant. What are you going to say to that person?
Well, simple answer, how's it working for you by not having a coach? If I didn't have my endocrinologist from Pasadena, I wouldn't be in this room. Okay, that's number one. How do they find a coach? My number is 800-386-3700 or theeconomyofgod.com. Check my background, talk to my clients. They'll tell you I put out a lot of effort to try to help people because I do care about them. I really do. I enjoy people. Otherwise, you can't be a financial counselor. That's crazy. You're in the wrong job. And it's not just about money. A lot of people think that. There's so much more to it, Dave. You got to go with me on an appointment someday. You'd be blown away at the subjects that get covered in that meeting.
Oh, I bet you cover all kinds of territory, all kinds of lands, Tom. And that's what makes you and sets you apart from everyone else. You get to know us. It's Tom Meglia, a chartered financial consultant. His phone number is 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. Next pair of shoes I'm stepping into, Tom, someone who's inherited, they come into a lot of money. You know, they've had an inheritance and they don't know what to do with it. What are you going to say to this person?
Well, the first step is to see how responsible they are as a steward of that inheritance. Many people, when they receive inheritances, blow it. They just go right through it. Because they weren't good stewards in the first place or good responsible citizens in the first place. So it depends what kind of person they are in management. If it's somebody that's been in a lot of debt and is irresponsible, has a bad credit rating because they don't want to handle finances right, that could be a danger to them. It could be a mistake to leave them that kind of inheritance. But if they have it, they need to think debt elimination, emergency fund buildup, invest money in diversified places for the future, that kind of give to God. They need to think that in those terms. But not everyone is good at handling an inheritance. Many people are not. So should they get that inheritance in that lump sum? Or would it be better if they got increments of the inheritance, Dave, over X number of years? And we'll set it aside. We'll make it work. We'll plan it for their future. But we're not going to let them just blow it.
Next pair of shoes I'm stepping into, Tom, the person who is looking for a financial coach, a financial advisor, and there are thousands here in Southern California and hundreds of thousands probably around the country who are not as, shall we say, as authentic and genuine as you are. And so you work hard to gain that trust and you have integrity. But my question to you is that person who is concerned about not having a financial coach that has their best interests in mind. What are you going to say to that person?
Well, I would just say, are you looking for someone who respects the Bible? That's number one. That's really important. Otherwise, Dave, the conversation will end up, how do I make the most money for myself? Okay. And the book of Ecclesiastes says, those that are rich, they're never satisfied. because they're never content. They made money into an idol, which is a sin. Okay, that breaks Exodus 20, verse 3, doesn't it? Having other gods before God. So money can't satisfy. And those that have money, and some people, they never have enough, and they never have enough, and they'll never have enough, no matter how much they have. So if they want me, they need to respect the Bible, because I do. And we counsel from the Bible. That's where we're coming from. Now, if somebody says, Tom, I heard all that, just give me the best investment that makes me the most money and spare me the sermon. I don't want to hear your sermon. I don't want to read your book, because I do not want to know the economy of God. Just tell me, give me a good investment you think will make me the most money. And some people are like that too, but that's sad, because, and I'll pray for them, because that still doesn't satisfy. So in Southern California, there's other good advisors too, Dave, that are Bible-based. That's fine. Find someone that loves God, respects the Bible, and has the credentials and experience. And if somebody finds someone like that, great, use them. I'm not the only one. But all of us in that way think the same. We want to bring glory to God. So on Judgment Day, we can say, God, we tried to get XYZ person to hear what your scripture said to do, but they chose not to do it. But we tried to coach them in that flavor.
Hey, Tom, at the end of the day, when someone calls you, someone reaches out to you for financial coaching, what ultimately is your hope?
My hope is that they'll build a relationship with me. A relationship so that their finances are guided by someone who respects the Bible and has the experience and credentials to guide them, and that we can have a good long-term relationship. Do you know, Dave, that some of my clients who moved to Oregon, I met them when I was 22 and they were 57. Now I'm 57 and they're 92. I'm thinking of these ladies I met over in Whittier. You know where Whittier is? Okay, you know Whittier, right?
Love Whittier, man.
You do? Okay. Well, I met them in Whittier, December of 1978. They were my first clients. Then they moved to Temecula, and now they're in Medford, Oregon. They're still my clients. But when I met them, I was 22, and they were 57.
And now you're 57.
Now I'm 57, and they're 92, and they're still my clients. I still go up to Medford and meet with them. They're really neat people. And so I've been with them that long, because it's worked, and we have a good relationship. And that's what I'm looking for.
Tom, I'm going to share a little bit about what we talked about off mic here. And you don't know I'm going to bring this up, but it really hit home with me. You pray for your clients every night. The clients that came to visit you that day, you go home and you pray for them. That speaks volumes.
We do. My wife and I and children, we do. We have a yellow pad at home with a pen. And we mark people's names down, and we do pray for them. Absolutely. That's our family prayer list. We don't use technology. We have a pen and paper. You know, and when all that's done, it's sports. Okay? Kings, Lakers, Dodgers. Clippers, Dodgers, and Angels. You know, all my favorite teams. But, you know, it's fun. We love people, Dave. And, you know, I would just say to you, what is my plan with my wife for our kids for college, future college? You know, what are their grades like? How can we help them get their grades up? It's not just about money, you know? So there's so many things involved in every category. Right. Every single category is a whole different kind of thing.
Everyone's unique.
Everyone is unique. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, there is a common thread. We all use money and we all spend money, right? We all earn it. We all spend it. But all of us are unique in where we are in the journey, right?
Exactly. And if I said to you, Dave, in 31 days, I want to see your spending record. Show me everything you spent for 31 days, no matter what it is. It will open up huge doors for me to understand your life and what goes on in your home. And then we can move forward with it. We'll have a joke or two, but we'll get down to business. Okay?
Oh, there he is. Tom Meglia, chartered financial consultant, helping us direct our financial plans, accomplish the goals we want to get to or where we need to be, even if you don't even know where your goal should be. He's a financial professional, a qualified coach, known to KKLA listeners for more than 20 years. So call Tom, discuss your needs, and schedule a consultation where he's going to evaluate your situation, discuss which of the new investment opportunities might work best for you. He's going to get to know you. You've gotten to know his heart here on KKLA Presents. His phone number, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. For Tom Maglia, the Chartered Financial Consultant, it's David James. Thank you for joining us on KKLA Presents here on 99.5 KKLA.